This learning module is entitled An Introduction to Windows. This lesson introduces you to the primary controls of the Windows desktop and how to navigate between and within these controls. We will also discuss how to modify the Windows desktop for optimal use with JAWS for Windows. You can think of the desktop as the parent window to all other windows. Each of the components of the Windows desktop and the various programs or applications that you want to run on your computer, such as your word processor, email package, or internet browser, can all be considered descendant windows of the Windows desktop. As we move on through this tutorial, you'll get a good idea of how the hierarchy of Windows works. Currently, my focus is on the Windows desktop, but there is nothing selected. If your focus is not on the Windows desktop, please press your left Windows plus M. Okay, now that we're at a common starting point, I'm going to press the Tab key one time.
Tab Start button to open, press Enter.
We hear JAWS speak, Start button. The Start button is what's activated when you press the Windows logo key. When you activate the Windows logo key, it opens a menu called the Start menu. The Start menu is where you go to launch all of your Windows programs. There are other items in this area that I'd like to show you, but first, let's press Insert F1 to hear what JAWS says about the Start button.
From the Start button, press Enter to open the Start menu or Tab to move to the taskbar. The Start menu provides access to applications and Windows utilities. The taskbar lists running applications. Link list JAWS hotkeys. Press Escape to close this message.
So there you heard several pieces of good information that tell you how to navigate the Start button. You also heard a link in there, Link List JAWS Hotkeys, which when activated would give you a list of many of the JAWS hotkeys. I'm going to press Escape to close this message and go back to the Start button.
Escape, Start button.
To move to the next item, simply press the Tab key.
Tab, Toolbar Launch Internet Explorer Browser button. A series of graphical buttons. Menus usually contain the same options.
On my computer, JAWS speaks Toolbar. Yours may have simply said Taskbar, because if you're using Windows 95 or Windows NT, you won't encounter the toolbar. Windows 98 or Windows Millennium users may encounter the toolbar, but only if it's turned on. By default, in Windows 98, the toolbar is turned on. However, since there's really no advantage to the non-visual computer user for having the toolbar available, I'm going to show you how to turn that off in just a couple of minutes. For now, though, I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, taskbar. To move through items, press left or right arrow.
Here we end up on the taskbar. The taskbar is where we can go to find out what programs are currently open on our computer. To navigate the taskbar, simply press the left and right arrow keys. I'm going to press the left arrow key now.
JAWS tab.
I hear JAWS tab. And now I'll press the right arrow key.
JAWS tab.
From this, we know that JAWS is currently the only program running on my computer. If you heard something else, don't worry about it. It means that you currently have more than one program running on your computer. For the moment though, let's go ahead and press the tab key again.
Tab, desktop, list view, not selected, my computer, 1 of 14, to move to items use the arrow keys.
Now we land with our focus on the desktop. The desktop list view contains icons or shortcuts that allow you to launch programs or access folders and files. As a Windows user, you can specify what shortcuts you want to be placed on your desktop. Of course, we can easily remove these shortcuts from the desktop as well. When we first tabbed to the desktop list view, we heard JAWS speak, desktop list view, not selected, my computer, 1 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys. I'm going to repeat that information by pressing Insert tab.
List view, not selected, my computer, 1 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
So just remember, anytime you want to repeat a control and have it reread, press Insert plus the Tab key. So, moving to our desktop gave us several important pieces of information. First, it told us that we had just tabbed to the control called the Desktop List View. Next, we were told that the first item in this list was not selected, and that it was called My Computer. We also learned that there were a total of 14 items in this list on My Computer, and that the focus is on the first item in the list. Finally, JAWS Tutor Mode instructed us how we could move in this environment. Because the item that we're over isn't currently selected, any action we attempt to take regarding this item would not work. Before we can take an action in a list view such as this, the computer needs to know which item we want to change. We could select the item that we're over by pressing spacebar, or by moving to another item with our arrow keys, as Tutor Mode instructed us. I'll press the spacebar now.
My Computer, space.
As you heard, My Computer, the first item in my list, is now selected. I can move around within the desktop list view by using my up, down, left, and right arrow keys. Throughout these lessons, we're going to encounter some list views that are arranged vertically, in which case you only need to use the up and down arrow keys to navigate. However, the desktop list view is arranged in rows and columns, and since the desktop list view is definable by the user, the number of times you need to press the left, right, up, and down arrow keys is going to vary from computer to computer, depending on how many items your desktop contains. I'm going to press the tab key once again.
Tab, start button to open, press enter.
All right, we've cycled back around to our start button. Just to recap, by default in Windows 98, there are 4 primary components to the Windows desktop, and 3 if you're working in Windows NT or Windows 95 operating systems. First, there is the start button, which when activated opens a start menu that allows us to launch applications. The start menu often contains items with submenus that can allow you to go to other sets of menus for that particular item. You can also access various dialogs, such as the Run dialog from the start menu. Second, there is the Quick Launch toolbar. Third, there's the taskbar, where we can check to find out how many applications are open at any given time. Just to the right of the taskbar is the system tray. We'll be talking about this a little later on. And when you press tab again, you move from the taskbar back to the desktop list view, which contains the icons that are usually shortcuts to launch your applications and are definable by you, the user. You can see that we have at least 2 ways of launching any given application, either from within the start menu or from the Windows desktop. We'll be using the start menu to launch most applications, because it's usually a more direct and logical way of doing so. However, as you become more experienced, you will most likely use hotkey combinations that you will assign to desktop icons for the programs that you use most of the time. This is much faster than navigating to the start menu. To open the start menu initially, you can place your focus on the start button and press the enter key. This isn't entirely necessary, as there are a couple of other ways to go about opening the start menu. The first way is by using what's known as the Windows logo key. There are 2 Windows logo keys on most 104 key Windows keyboards. Going out from the spacebar on the bottom row, they are the second key on either side. You can press either Windows logo key from wherever you are, whether you're in an application or on the Windows desktop. For example, I'm going to tab over to my desktop list view.
Tab, toolbar, launch Internet Explorer browser button. A series of graphical buttons. Menus usually contain the same options. Tab, taskbar. To move through items, press left or right arrow. Tab, desktop, list view, my computer. 1 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
And now, I'll press the Windows logo key.
Left Windows, start menu, new office document. To navigate, press up or down arrow, N.
Now, let's go ahead and open an application. Almost every computer has a program called Notepad. Notepad is located within the Programs submenu. You can down arrow until you hear the words Programs submenu, or you can press the letter P to move directly to it and open the corresponding submenu. Now remember, as with your desktop list view, you can add and remove start menu items. So, when you activated your Start menu, you may not have heard the same things on your Start menu as are on the computer I'm using. So, I'm going to move to and open my Programs submenu now by pressing the letter P.
P. Accessories submenu A.
JAWS speaks. Accessories submenu A. JAWS is announcing the first item within the program submenu, which in this case is accessories. Accessories is a submenu of the program's menu. Because the Start menu allows us to use first letter navigation, pressing P automatically opened our program's submenu. However, if you have more than one item in your Start menu beginning with the letter P, this would not have been the case. In this event, you would have had to press the letter P several times until you landed on the program group. Then, you would have had to press the Enter key to open up the program's submenu. Since I landed on the Accessories submenu, I'm going to press Enter and open it up.
Enter Communication submenu C.
Because I know that Notepad on my computer is the only item located within the Accessories submenu beginning with the letter N, I'm simply going to press the letter N now, and Notepad will be launched.
N, leaving menus, start button to open, press Enter, Untitled-Notepad, edit, type and text.
One of the last things that we heard John speak was Untitled-Notepad. For those of you who may not be aware, Notepad is nothing more than a basic text editing program. So now I have two applications open, JAWS for Windows and Notepad. I can move between these two applications with a keystroke, Alt plus the Tab key. I'll go ahead and do this now. I'll press Alt-Tab.
Alt-Tab. JAWS.
This announcement lets me know that JAWS currently has the focus. I'll press Alt plus Tab again.
Alt-Tab, Untitled-Notepad, edit, type and text.
Now we're back to the Notepad main application window. Each time you press Alt plus Tab and release that key combination, you're going to toggle back and forth between the last two applications that you opened. Remember, you can have several applications open at any given time. However, if you hold down the Alt key as you press the Tab key, and continue holding the Alt key down, you'll cycle between all of your currently open applications. While doing this, be sure to listen to what JAWS speaks, as if you press Alt-Tab and don't listen to everything spoken, you may skip over a program you want to hear. Also, remember to hold down the Alt key and keep it down while trying this, and only press the Tab key to move from one item to another. If you keep both keys pressed together, the computer will cycle through the list of running applications too fast for you to hear anything. So, in summary, you want to hold down your Alt key continuously and press the Tab key one tab at a time until you hear the program you want to move to. Then, release both keys and that program will come into the foreground, or, as they say in Windows terminology, it will receive the focus. My focus is currently on Notepad, but I'd like to go directly back to my Windows taskbar. There is a Windows key to do this. The Windows key is left Windows plus the Tab key. I'm going to press the left Windows and the Tab key now.
Left Windows Tab, JAWS taskbar. To move through items, press left or right arrow.
Excellent. Now we can tell whether Notepad is listed as a running program on the taskbar. I'm going to press my left arrow key now.
JAWS tab.
And I hear JAWS. I'll press my right arrow.
Untitled-Notepad tab.
So, we hear that Notepad is the last item that appears on our taskbar, moving from left to right. Now remember, the Notepad application is already opened. We're just simply moving along the taskbar to hear what programs are currently running on the computer. Another technique that I'd like to show you for accessing open applications from the taskbar is by using the JAWS Window List dialog. This is a feature built into JAWS that, when activated, allows you not only to bring up a list of open applications, but also lets you hear the state of any of those applications, whether they are minimized, maximized, or restored. I'm going to go ahead and bring up the JAWS window list dialog by pressing the key combination of Insert and the function key F10. I'll press Insert plus F10 now.
Window list dialog, running applications list box, not selected desktop. To move to an item, press the arrow keys, desktop.
We end up in a vertical list, and we heard JAWS speak, desktop. I'm going to press down arrow to listen to the other items in this list.
JAWS restored. Untitled dash notepad restored.
So, those are the only two applications currently open on my computer. You may have a different number open on your computer. As we arrow down through the list of currently open applications, we not only hear the name of the application, but we hear what window state that application happens to be in at the time. As I mentioned just a moment ago, a window can be in one of three states. If minimized, the application appears at the bottom of the screen on the taskbar as an icon. If maximized, the program fills your entire computer screen, and this is the best way to use most applications with JAWS. If restored, the program is somewhere between being minimized and maximized, and this can be changed by the user. Since you may not know the exact size of a program window when it is in a restored state, I usually use the example that it could be the size of, say, a 3x5 index card. To be able to have more information on the screen, you want your programs to be in the maximized state, where they fill the entire screen. You can feel free to tab through the other controls in this dialog box, but just to give you an idea of what else is there, besides our list box, I'm going to go ahead and press the JAWS keystroke to read the dialog box in tab order. That keystroke is Insert plus the letter B as in box. This keystroke is a useful way of rereading a dialog box for information you might have missed, or, as we're doing here, to get some idea of how an unfamiliar dialog is laid out. I'll go ahead and press Insert B now.
Read window list dialog in tab order. Running applications list box. Untitled dash notepad restored. 3 of 3. Switch to button. Cancel button. About button.
Another JAWS command I'd like to show you is how to find out the default button in a dialog box. First though, what do I mean when I mention default button? In a prior lesson, we learned about different dialog box controls that could be used. For example, there are list boxes, check boxes, radio buttons, regular buttons, and so on. As it turns out, every dialog box you encounter will have one default button, which is the button that gets chosen when you press Enter over any non-button control in that dialog. So, if JAWS reports the OK button is the default button for a certain dialog box, this means you don't actually have to tab to that button and then press Enter when you get there. Instead, you can simply press the Enter key from where you are, and the default button will be activated. The keystroke to check for the default button is Insert plus E, as in Echo. I'll press Insert E now.
Default button is switched to.
In this dialog box, the default button is switched to. If I press Enter while I'm on the item currently selected, Notepad, I would activate that Switch To button. I'll press Enter now.
Enter Untitled-Notepad. Edit type of text.
We're not going to use Notepad at this time, so I'm going to exit this program now. In Windows, any program can be closed by using the command Alt plus function key F4. I'll press Alt plus F4 now.
Alt F4, JAWS.
When we closed Notepad, the focus returned to the JAWS program, and you heard JAWS read the title bar, JAWS. The next thing that I'd like to show you is how to read items within the system tray. Well, what is the system tray, you say? The system tray is part of the taskbar, located usually on the far right-hand side. It's usually not accessible by the keyboard. When you install programs on your computer, some of those programs place items in the system tray. The system tray, again, is not accessible from the keyboard with Windows 9X, but it is in tab order with Windows Millennium and Windows 2000. The icons in the system tray are most often used by mouse users, who would use the mouse pointer to point and click on them to perform various tasks, depending on the application running in the system tray, and also whether a right mouse button or a left mouse button is used, and whether they have a single click or a double click. JAWS has the ability to examine the system tray and place those icons in a simple list view. We'll look at this list view next by pressing Insert plus the function key F11. I'll press Insert F11 now.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. Task scheduler is ready.
1 of 3. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Naturally, this list of items is going to depend on what programs have been installed on your computer. However, an item that you typically find in the system tray is the volume control. I'm going to press down arrow until I find this choice.
Volume.
Good, I only had to press down arrow one time. On your computer, it may be several times. If I were to press enter here, I could actually set my computer's volume for my multimedia sound system. I'm not going to do that, however. I'm just going to press the escape key to exit this dialog.
Escape, JAWS.
Earlier in this lesson, I mentioned that Windows 98 had an additional component added to the Windows desktop. That extra component is known as the Quick Launch Toolbar. This toolbar contains icons that a sighted user could quickly glance at, move their mouse pointer over, and click to activate them. However, that toolbar isn't very accessible using a screen reader, so I'm going to show you how to turn that off, thereby removing it from the tab order on your desktop. Windows 95 and NT users don't have to worry about this item, because there is not a Quick Launch Toolbar in either of those operating systems. If you are using Windows 95 or NT, feel free to fast forward to the next section. The Quick Launch option can be either checked or unchecked, and it is found in a submenu underneath the context menu for toolbars. It is important to realize that your context menu is going to change based on the location of your application focus. For example, the toolbar's submenu is only available when our application focus is either on the taskbar or the Quick Launch Toolbar controls of our desktop. Let's press the left Windows plus the M key to be certain we're starting from the same location. Pressing Windows M, as you remember, will put us on the desktop list view.
Left window M. Desktop list view. Not selected my computer.
1 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now, press Tab one time, and you should land on the Start button.
Tab, Start button.
To open, press Enter.
I'll press Tab one more time, and I should land on the Quick Launch Toolbar.
Tab, Toolbar Launch Internet Explorer Browser button.
A series of graphical buttons. Menus usually contain the same options.
The context menu can be activated by pressing the context key, typically located three keys to the right of your spacebar on your main keyboard. I'm going to press my Windows context key now.
Applications context menu. To move through items, press up or down arrow. Toolbar submenu T.
Alright, the context menu has been opened, and the currently selected item in my context menu is Toolbar submenu. I'm going to press Enter to open up this submenu.
Enter links L.
The first item in my toolbar's submenu is links, and I'm going to down arrow until I hear the words Quick Launch checked.
Address A. Desktop D. Quick Launch checked Q.
There it is. Unlike a dialog box, where the spacebar is used to check or uncheck a checkbox, menu options use the Enter key to toggle the checked state of those items. I'll press Enter.
Enter, leaving menus.
The Quick Launch Toolbar is no longer present. We can press the Tab key to verify this as we cycle one more time through the Windows desktop. I'll press Tab several times until we land back on the taskbar, and you'll hear that the Quick Launch Toolbar is now gone.
Tab, taskbar. To move through items, press left or right arrow. Tab, desktop, list view. Not selected my computer.
1 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Tab, start button.
To open, press enter.
Tab, taskbar.
To move through items, press left or right arrow.
So there you have it. We've removed the Quick Launch toolbar, and it is no longer in the tab order.